Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. And as always, we remember that we stand on the shoulders of giants.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Je vous souhaite un grand bienvenue à cette soirée de chansons européennes. No, don't you worry. We will indeed be going over live to Zagreb, where the 35th Eurovision Song Contest will take place. But before we link up with Ken Bruce, I thought we'd spend a short time remembering some of the great numbers which had varying lifespans.
The voice of Katie Boyle there, who died peacefully at home this week, aged 91. Four-time host of the Eurovision Song Contest, a trailblazing broadcaster in the 50s and 60s, journalist and a writer, and our thoughts and condolences go to her family and friends. And the show goes on. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Ewan Spence here once more. And coming up in this week's show, as we look back at a week of news when Eurovision Song Contest basically sort of stays calm, stores up energy, banks some sleep. There's a fair bit of things going on. We've been making plans for November. We've been looking at the wrong song reaching number one. And we listened to the best Your Mum joke outside of Melody Grand Prix. Of course, our Patreon continues. We thank everybody who continues to support the work that we create over at patreon.com/ESCInsight. You can do that from as little as a dollar a week, and all your support is greatly appreciated. And if you can't manage that, do some sharing, leave some comments, pop some reviews for the podcast up online. That's all as appreciated just as much. Jukebox Jury continues, unless Lisa Jane is back on the team. All of that is still going on. But probably the most important news comes out of Lisbon, and there is this. It's very simple, but it's very important. The on-site pre-production is finished. It's over. Everything's done and dusted. It's all in place. A little bit of time to do some testing before the rehearsals kick off and everything, but all the hard legwork is done, which means everybody who was in Lisbon is now in Stockholm for the weekend and resting and recuperating with family before they have to go back again. It's a hard life sometimes. And official merchandise details have been released over at Eurovision.tv. So we've got the usual shirts, scarves, baseball hats, wristy band things, key rings. All of that is out there. There's nothing out of the ordinary, but prepare to be branded up as all board. Eurovision Fan House also has some retro throwback designs as well. So if you want to look like you're doing a Miami Vice version of the Eurovision Song Contest from 1985... they've got the kit for you there as well. Also, in terms of official merch, we have provisional dates for the CD release, which will be April the 20th, and of the official DVD, which will be June the 22nd. Those may change a little bit, give and take. We're just looking at the distribution lists that have been sent out to stores on that one. But what you really want is a huge poster of every single Eurovision result ever, at which point you should head over to Ellie's Etsy store. We'll provide a link back in the show, and also as a back in store, she can stick them on the wall, great big charts and everything, and think, yeah, if I want to find out who finished 7th in 1959, just look at the board. It's all going to be up there. What else do we have? Official website suggested that early April is now the expected arrival of the running order of the two semi-finals. We also worth pointing out the dates have been reiterated for Eurovision Young Musicians, which is happening in Edinburgh on the 23rd of August, and Junior Eurovision, which is going to be in the Minsk Arena, but slightly later than we previously expected. The confirmed date on that now is Sunday, the 25th of November. More details were actually revealed about Junior Eurovision as well this week. We're going with hashtag light up as the slogan, it looks a bit like this. It's quite nice, I thought. For those of you who are just listening to the podcast, which is everybody, imagine the sort of graphic that you would use to start off the credits for William Hartnell's Doctor Who. Bingo, you've got it. Okay, country news now. As I said there, most people are just resting, holding fire, and just getting stuff all lined up in a row, although the preview concerts do start this weekend. So we'll touch on them in a second. But first of all, let's run down in roughly alphabetical order as usual. Australia and Jessica Mowboy has reinforced the inspirations behind hashtag WeGotLove, along with a rather combative interview with Paul Clark, head of delegation, the Sydney Morning Herald, quietly stating that himself, Jess, and the team are quietly wanting to win. I mean, the only thing that strikes me as surprising about that is the use of the word quietly. Azerbaijan, a piano version of Cross My Heart, has been performed by ISIL over in Greece at a number of fashion shows. Cyprus has confirmed that Sasa Jean-Baptiste will be the designer of Elena's stage performance for Fuego. Iceland is going for the classic PR strategy of cover an old Eurovision song on YouTube. Ari Olafsson has covered, and this is a two for one, there's love of this, Alexander Rybak's English version of Salvador's Amor Pelos Dois from last year. So, two for one there. Last year's winner and the person who's going to get the most PR this year, jump on the coattails, get what you can. Smart move. Israel is pushing out the remixes of Toy. The latest one comes from DJ Sagi Kariv. It's also worth noting, if you go to YouTube and do search for Eurovision 2018 covers, the two songs that are being pushed the most by the independent singers and those who just like to perform Eurovision music out there, Israel is one, Spain is the other. So there is a subjective victory going on there in terms of getting the ear of other artists. Macedonia's IQ have picked up the award Band of the Year, and at the live performance, while they picked up that award at the Story Party, they performed with live vocals and a stripped backstage setting, which worked very, very nicely. Portugal and the Festival de Canção compilation album is out today. So if you want to get a listen to that one, and I know that many of you do, head over to the usual stores and digital downloads for that one. San Marino have handed Sebastian Schmidt a role as a backing singer for Jessica and Jennifer with the no hashtag there, who we are sung. Sweden, Benjamin Ingrosso was joined by Alexander Rybak on Skavlan last weekend, and Rybak managed to land the ultimate your mum joke as they chatted about the posters they had on their teenage bedroom walls. Benjamin is just like, yeah, you know, computer games and stuff. And Alex is like, yeah, Pernilla, your mum. Let's just leave it at that. Actually, no, let's not leave it at that, because, yes, Benjamin may have came off in second place in terms of the jokes there, but he's also still remaining in second place in the singles charts over in Sweden. Who's at number one? Felix Sandman, with Every Single Day, ahead of the actual Melody Festival winner, Dance You Off. You would have expected that to be the other way around, really, wouldn't you? Your best song at Melfest, going to Eurovision and topping the singles charts. Nope. Oops. And finally, the United Kingdom doubling up with Finland for some promotional work between Suri and Sara Aalto as they share a quintessential British cup of tea. So you can expect a few more UK flags to pop up at Sara's upcoming Eurovision Wonderland live concert on April the 25th under the bridge in London. And now I have a sneaky suspicion Suri might turn up there as well for a couple of Eurovision songs going on too. Calendar dates really come down to your preview parties. So as already mentioned, Latvia will be having the Eurovision party season underway this weekend with the Riga pre-party. Robert Maloney will be hosting that. After that, Thursday, April the 5th is London's Eurovision party. There was a tiny burst of tickets went on sale on Thursday just past, the 22nd. It is now definitely sold out. So if you're looking for tickets, you're going to have to go online on Facebook and ask your friends to sell them to you and try and get an exchange. 23 acts confirmed there. Corinne Hermes been added to the bill, has his Stella Alexandra from Melody Grand Prix. Margaret Berger, we've already mentioned. Susie's popping up there as well. A certain Felix Sandman is going to be performing, so we can just decide who gets the bigger cheer from the audience, either Felix or Benjamin. Nikki French and Paddy O'Connell once more returning to the hosting duties. Israel Calling is 8th to 11th with 11 acts confirmed so far, and their gala on the Tuesday should be broadcast online. Saturday, 14th of April, will be Eurovision in concert. 27 acts confirmed so far, so that's longer than the grand final of the song contest as well. Edcilla Rumbly and Cornel Maas will be hosting. Welcome back. I think we've had that pairing before. Obviously, Cornel is there most of the time. And let's see, two more to go. Saturday, 21st of April, is Eurovision Spain's pre-party. Now at 13 acts with Soraya Arnelas to host. Also on the 21st of April, although time differences mean it's a fair bit away, is the Australia preview party in Sydney. Tickets are still on sale for that one, and the follow-up in Melbourne on Tuesday the 24th as well. No music spot this week. We're all recovering and storing our energy and just keeping things nice and calm. You can head back to esinsight.com. You had an extra special podcast last weekend from Ellie and our trip to Melody Grand Prix. We've also posted our team's national final highlights, so you can go through there, leave your comments if you agree or disagree. Jukebox Jury continues as well. And we've still got all these stories that you expect to have in the tank ready to go. So we're looking at PR. We're working on the guidebook as well, so there'll be a downloadable PDF and ebook at some point in April, looking at all the songs and all the trivia going on there as well. Your comments are always welcome. You can leave them publicly, or you can email them to me privately, or you can find a way to get in touch with somebody else on the team. We're all over the social networks as well. Facebook.com/ESEInsight and Twitter. We've already mentioned Patreon.com/ESEInsight as well. Thanks all very much for listening. It's another week closer to the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a week where it stays kind of calm, but well, you know, the interviews are going to come up. We're going to see a lot more staging. There's a chance now to move the needles as the preview party season kicks off underway. Guitars. The Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence, Ellie Chalkley and Lisa Jane Lewis, and distributed by ESC Insight, www.escinsight.com.